you were built to enjoy the everlasting God in Jesus Christ down in the deepest part of your life. Our joy does not come in our physical bellies being filled, our circumstances being soothing, or our bank accounts being big. Our joy skyrockets when it's found in Christ and in Christ alone. He is the enduring, everlasting bread of life. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In response to Jesus saying, "Labor for the food that endures to eternal life that the Son of Man gives to you," the people say back to him in John chapter 6, verses 28 through 31, "That sounds great. We want some of that. What do we need to do? Where's the line that we need to get into? What does God want us to do? Serve the poor 3 days a week? Attend church 5 times a month? Give 10%? Will that secure for us this eternal life that you're talking about? And oh, by the way, we're going to need to check your credentials one more time. So how about you do another one of those miracles? If we see just one more miracle, then we will join your team. So before we do your work, what work will you do for us in order to impress us? After all, Moses provided the nation of Israel bread every day for 40 years. If you really are who you say you are, then surely you can do better than that." Here's this crowd looking past Jesus, trying to find some weight to lift in order to impress God and show why they were worthy to be loved by God. And we learn that Jesus is the true and only bread from heaven, having already done innumerable miracles standing in front of them. The crowd wanted bread to eat, just like their ancestors had in the wilderness, and Jesus said that the bread in the Old Testament days was a picture of himself, who was the true bread who satisfies our soul's deepest longings. The believer should love this about Christ because now he knows where true joy and peace and contentment and rest is found, and can spend the rest of his days going to the banquet table of Jesus Christ to be satisfied. How do we live this one out? Well, one simple way is understanding that when you finish a fine-tasting meal and your belly is no longer growling, no longer twisting and writhing in hunger pains, but is now at rest, that is put there to remind you that Jesus is our ultimate rest and satisfaction. The believer says, "Jesus has satisfied my soul. He has given to me all I ever need in himself, and I am satisfied." When you pray today, please remember Sam Freeman and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Burmese LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burma.